რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. მას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობთ. უკრაინის ქალაქ მარიუპოლში დაძაბული ვითარება გუშინდელი შეტაკებების შემდეგ. გერმანია და საფრანგეთი რუსეთს აფრთხილებენ ნუჩაშლის 25 მაისის საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნებს უკრაინაში. ერაყში 11 ადამიანი შეიწირა ქალაქ ფალუჯის დაბომბვა. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვწლად. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის ქალაქ მარიუპოლში ვითარება კლავინდებურად დაძაბულია მას შემდეგ, რაც პარასკევს მსხვერპლი მოხვა ბრძოლას უკრაინის უშიშროების ძალებსა და რუსეთის მომხრე ექსტრემისტებს შორის. ადგილსამყოფი ჟურნალისტების ცნობით, შეტაკებები დღესაც გრძელდება. როგორც უწყებიან დაუდგენელმა პირებმა სემეს და მოიტაცეს მარიუპოლის პოლიციის უფროსი ვალერი ანდროშუკი. უკრაინელმა სამხედროებმა 9 მაისს დაიწყეს ოპერაცია სეპარატისტი მიამბოხეების წინააღმდეგ ადგილობრივი პოლიციის შენობიდან მათ გასაძევებლად. უკრაინის შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრის არსენ ავაკოვის მონაცემებით, ბრძოლის დროს დაიღუპნენ 20 ექსტრემისტი და 1 პოლიციელი. ავაკოვის ცნობით დაიჭრა 4 პოლიციელი და დაკავებულია 4 მიამბოხე. გერმანია და საფრანგეთი რუსეთს აფრთხილებენ, რომ მზად არიან ახალი სანქციების დასაწესებლად, თუ უკრაინაში არ ჩატარდება 25 მაისისთვის დანიშნული საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნები. გერმანიის კანცლერ ანგელა მერკელისა და საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტ ფრანსუა ოლანდის ერთობლივი განცხადება ასეთ გაფრთხილებასთან ერთად მოიცავს მოწოდებას უკრაინის კონფლიქტის მონაწილე ყველა მხარის მიმართ, დაიწყონ არაფორმალური შენაერთების განიარაღება და შეწყვიტონ ძალადობის აქტები. 10 მაისის ერთობლივი განცხადების გავრცელების შემდეგ გამართულ პრესკონფერენციაზე მერკელი აღნიშნა ასევე, რომ ბერლინს და პარიზს უკანონოდ მიაჩნიათ რეფერენდუმები, რომელთა ჩატარებასაც სხვა 11 მაისს აპირებენ სეპარატისტები აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის ზოგ რეგიონში. ჩვენ უკანონოდ მიგვაჩნია ხვალისთვის დანიშნული რეფერენდუმი და მნიშვნელოვნად მივიჩნევთ 25 მაისს მთელს უკრაინაში ჩასატარებელ არჩევნებს, განაცხადა მერკელმა გერმანიის ქალაქ შტრალსუნდში ჩატარებულ ბრიფინგზე. კიევში ორგანიზაცია წითელი ქრის ოფიციალური წარმომადგენლები აცხადებენ, რომ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის ქალაქ დონეცკში მიამბოხეებს მთელი ღამე ხავდათ დაკავებული წითელი ქრის რამდენიმე თანამშრომელი. ისინი დღეს 10 მაისს დილით გაათავისუფლეს. მანამდე თვითგამოცხადებული დონეცკის სახალხო რესპუბლიკის წარმომადგენელმა თქვა, რომ წითელი ქრის გუნდი 9 მაისს საღამოს დააკავეს ჯაშუშობაში ეჭვმიტანის საფუძველზე. საინფორმაციო სააგენტო როიტერსი წითელი ქრის ოფიციალური წარმომადგენლის ირინა ცარიუკის განცხადებას დაყრდნობითი უწყება, რომ ნაცემია წითელი ქრის ერთ-ერთი თანამშრომელი. ერაყელი მედიკოსები აცხადებენ, რომ ქალაქ ფალუჯაში დაბომბვის შედეგად დაიღუპა 11 ადამიანი. დეკემბრიდან ფალუჯას მთავრობის მოწინააღმდეგე მებრძოლები აკონტროლებენ. საინფორმაციო სააგენტო ფრანს პრესი ქალაქის მთავარი საავადმყოფოდან მიღებულ ინფორმაციაზე დაყრდნობითი უწყება, რომ დაჭრილია 20 ადამიანი. ერაყის ჯარებმა პარასკევს დაიწყეს ფართომასშტაბიანი სამხედრო ოპერაცია ფალუჯაზე კონტროლის აღსადგენად. ოპერაციის დროს ცნობების თანახმად მეჩეთები და საცხოვრებელი სახლები დაზიანდა. ბაღდადის დასავლეთით, ანბარის პროვინციაში მდებარე ფალუჯაში უმეტესად სუნიტი მუსლიმები ცხოვრობენ. სირიის ქალაქ ჰომსში ასობით სამოქალაქო პირი დააბრუნდა პირველად თითქმის 2 წლის განმავლობაში, მას შემდეგ რაც ჰომსი მიამბოხეებმა დატოვეს. მიამბოხეების ბოლო ჯგუფი 9 მაისს გავიდა ჰომსიდან თავრობასთან ოპოზიციის შეთანხმების საფუძველზე. სირიის ოფიციალური საინფორმაციო სააგენტო სანას ცნობით, ჰომსის გუბერნატორი ტალალ ბარაზი აცხადებს, რომ ქალაქის რაიონებში დაბრუნება ახლა უკვე უსაფრთხოა მშვიდობიანი მოსახლეობისთვის მიამბოხეების წასვლისა და ასაფეთქებელი მოწყობილობებისგან ჰომსი გაწმენდის შემდეგ. მიამბოხეები წელიწადზე მეტხანს აკონტროლებდნენ ჰომსის ცენტრს, რომელსაც მთავრობის ჯარების ალყა ჰქონდა შემორტმული. სირიის პრეზიდენტ ბაშარ ალ-ასადის ჯარებმა მიამბოხეებს უკან დაახევინეს დამასკთან და ცენტრალურ სირიაში, თუმცა ქვეყნის ნაწილს კვლავაც მიამბოხეები აკონტროლებენ. და ბოლოს ისა უკრაინაზე, პრეზიდენტის მოვალეობის შემსრულებელმა ალექსანდრ ტურჩინომა თანამდებობიდან გაათავისუფლა ლუგანსკის ოლქის გუბერნატორი ალექსანდრ ბოლოცკი. ამასთან ტურჩინომა გამოთქვა მსათყოფნა მოლაპარაკება გამართოს აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში სეპარატისტების წარმომადგენლებთან. თქვენ მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც მარიამ ჭიაურელმა მოამზადა და გაგაცნოთ. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. All right.
In Bosnian, we say, najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
There's a spring in the mountain and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and heard around the world on the Voice of America, with major funding provided by Bailey and Glasser, welcome to another Mountain Stage with your host, Larry Gross.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. But the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world it's just a simple song. This world is turning around a simple song.
Oh, thank you so much. Welcome once again to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. And we got a show today full of a lot of different kinds of music, and it is all good. A lot of great singers, a lot of great songwriters on the show. During the second half, we're going to hear from the great Irish-American band Solace. Also from a man who has had many hit songs and done a lot of different kinds of music over the years. Michael Martin Murphy will be out here. Another great Irish voice, Mr. Sean Kane, will be coming up in just a little while. And also another great songwriter, Mr. Mark Mulcahy, and he's brought a couple of friends. But we're going to open with a young woman who has not been with us before, and there's a good reason for that. She's really just getting started, just released her first CD called Walking Wires on Carnival, and it's really, really a nice sounding record, well sung. I think you're going to love her voice. It doesn't take a prophet to predict this woman has a great future in wherever kind of music she wants to sing. She recorded it down in Nashville. She's originally from Knoxville. And she's about to go out on tour with Steve Earle, so you want to watch for her. She's asked the Mountain Stage Band to accompany her, and she's also brought her friend. Please welcome for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Logan Brill.
Thank you so much, Larry. Thank you guys so much for coming. I'm excited to be here for my first time. This first song is called Scars.
Take my picture off the shelf, so you can hang one up of someone else. Love is best when love is new, and mine brought out the worst in you. Every love leaves a scar, a map of loves that led to us. Well, some can wound and some can kill, and they hurt, you said, I never will. 'Cause your love is like a loaded gun, you should have put it down before you hurt someone. And if I survive this broken heart, some hearts turn to stone, even when the pain's gone. With me, I nearly fell apart. Yeah, yours will be the deepest scar. 'Cause your love is like a hurricane, I should have seen it come from a mile away. And if I survive, broken heart, soon you'll be another star. Well, you'll take everything when you leave. I think this one might be the death of me. See me, I nearly fell. Your love is like a room on fire, I should have put it out.
so much. I was very fortunate to be able to use this awesome band today, and I brought along my guitar player that I normally use, Mr. Brian Downing, right here. Let's give him a hand. So this next song is one that we just added to the set list. We were in Annapolis, Maryland, and we played at this awesome place called the Ram's Head, and we walked outside after the show, and it's snowing, and there's probably about 2 feet of snow on the ground, and we stayed with this family friend who, I don't know what they do, but they have a house that when you walk in, it is like a page out of Southern Living. About 3 a.m. after a couple bottles of champagne had been popped and there's this crackling fire, we played this song, and the setting was right that we ended up working it up and adding it to our set list that night. Sounded pretty good after a couple bottles of champagne. Anyway, it's called The Bees, and I hope you like it.
I work for the queen all day. Yeah, I work for the queen.
So this last song is on the new record that Larry was talking about, and I joke that this one is my mom's favorite song on the whole record, and I say that sarcastically. She's going to love that I said this, and she's going to hear it on the radio, but love you, Mom. This one is called Month of Bad Habits.
A pretty tattoo, your body made a welcome bed. And the truth is, it done made a liar every word that you ever said. And now the wine goes down to easy, and the sun's coming up in a stranger's motel. It's gonna take more than a month of bad habits to get me on over you. Sleep comes, it comes to take me, but I'm not sure what dreams I'll find. Like a bad pill, I do swallow the fact that you're no longer mine. And now the wine, it goes down too easy, and the sun's coming up in a stranger's motel room. It's gonna take more than a month of bad habits to get me on over.
So much.
Originally from Knoxville, Tennessee, now in Nashville, Logan Brill, Walking Wires on Carnival Music is where you can find a lot of those tunes right there. It's a great, great record, and doesn't take a weatherman to tell which way the wind blows for Logan Brill. She's on her way up, and I think we'll see her again and hear a lot more from her. You're listening to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Major funding for Mountain Stage is provided by Bailey and Glasser, LLP, a law firm born in West Virginia with offices in Charleston, Morgantown, D.C., Boston, Alabama, Illinois, and Delaware, handling complex trials, appeals, and transactions nationwide. More information at BaileyGlasser.com. Additional support provided by Chesapeake Energy, drilling for natural gas and oil to secure America's energy future, and by the Charleston, West Virginia Convention and Visitor Bureau, showing the world why Charleston is hip, historic, and almost heaven. Your adventure starts online at charlestonwv.com. This is Mountain Stage on NPR. Well, if you are a fan of Irish music, you already know our next guest, I'm sure. He's been called by many the voice of Ireland, and he is a wonderful singer. He just put out a collection of many years of his recordings, 45 different songs on 3 CDs called Never Alone. He comes from western part of Ireland, County Galway, and the folks with him up here have been playing with him for many years. He sings, of course, traditional and contemporary Irish songs, but also songs of all kinds, American songs. Who knows what he's going to sing? And he plays the whistles in ways that I think you will find wonderful, as we do. Please welcome, for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Mr. Sean Cain.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you all. Good evening, all. It's a great, great pleasure to be here with you this evening. We're going to start off our set here this evening with a song I'll dedicate it to you all. I've been coming to the States for many years and playing music and so on. And at this stage, I think it's become a home away from home for me. This is a song written by Robbie O'Connell with the same name. A song called A Home Away From Home. I stayed up till the dawn, banging all the jigs and reels till everyone was gone. Singing some old shredded songs I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but not after home. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had gone back to many years as I was fit to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea, and I couldn't find my ticket out of line walking out the door. They lifted all my bags out on the floor. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad after all. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. One more the bed I sit to drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. And the baby right behind me making sure that I won't sleep, and the flights do fall to find another seat. Across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but not after all. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Fast as hell, the plane is touching down, and the ancient years when waiting for the bags to come around. And I make it home at last, and I'm barely on my twin. I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but not after all. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but not after all. I'd like to find a way to meet two faces at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. So if you feel like dancing, if we do something like that again, go for it. We're going to cross this to this side of the Atlantic for this song. And I did a tour over here in 1982. I think I'm giving my age away here a little bit, but that's only... I was only 2 years of age at the time. I had the pleasure of playing a lot of festivals around and meeting some wonderful musicians, as you do at festivals. And I had the pleasure of meeting a man called Townes Van Zandt at a festival in Vancouver Island. And we hung out for a weekend and we had some songs and some tunes. And this is a song that really won my heart that weekend. It's a song written by Townes, and it's a song called If I Needed You. Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a song that was written by a man called Brendan Graham from Ireland. And Brendan wrote this song. I think it's historically an important song. It's a song that he wrote about the first person to come through Ellis Island in New York Harbor when it first opened as a screening center for the immigrants coming into America from all over Europe. It was the first person to come through Ellis Island was a 15-year-old girl from County Tipperary, and her name was Annie Moore. And Annie Moore and her two younger brothers were the first three people to come through Ellis Island. And this is a song written by Brendan, as I said, and he gave it the title that was given to the island by the immigrants at that time, and that is Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. You'd never see again, but the Isle of Home is always on your mind. In the little bag she carried all her past and history and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And cottage is the passport when your old world disappears. 'Cause there's no future in the past when you're 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. Centuries. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped on to its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you were 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. That Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind.
see again. But the eye of home is always on your
Thank you so much indeed. We're going to continue with a song called Like I Used to Do, a song that was written by Tim O'Brien and Pat Alger. And again, we're sticking to this side of the Atlantic for a minute. We have a moment's silence.
I'm sorry, it's a very new instrument. It thinks it's still a tree. It could very easily become firewood if it doesn't cooperate very soon.
Watching the sun come up when everyone fell asleep. The music was always loud, and I'd smoke and drink too much until I'd fall in your arms and into your loving charms. Years roll by, time has reeled me in. I slow down a notch or two from the way things were then. For those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. Watching the fire glow, just so long as you're by my side. Here in my heart it seems time has passed me by. I love you as much today as the very first night. For those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. And I still want you the way that I wanted you then. I could do it all over, I'd do it all over again. For those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do,
carry this torch for you. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Sean Kane right there. The latest recording is Never Alone, 3 CDs and 45 songs. One of the greatest singers in Ireland and a wonderful, wonderful whistle player too. And he was accompanied by Pat Coyne on the guitar and Fergus Feely on the mandocello. And they've played together for many, many years. And Sean, 13 times won the All-Ireland Singing Contest, starting when he was a little boy. No one's ever done anything like that before or since. You can see why. We're going to end this hour with a man who's never been with us before. He has many, many fans on both sides of the ocean. He lives up in Massachusetts. Some people think he lives in Europe because he plays over there a lot. You may have heard him with the group Miracle Legion some years ago. And then he also wrote for a television show, The Adventures of Pete, and Pete put together a band for that show called Polaris. Then he went out on his own, doing his own CDs, and not too long ago, there was a collection of his songs put together, actually put together by a West Virginian. It's called Chow, My Shining Star, and the likes of Michael Stipe and Tom York, Ben Queller, Vic Chestnut, Dinosaur Jr., and others sang his tunes. That's the kind of fans he has. His latest CD is called Dear Mark J. Mulcahy, I Love You. Brought a couple of friends with him. Please welcome for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Mark Mulcahy.
Thank you, Larry. This is a song called She Makes the World Turns Backwards. And it's about a man and a woman. So if you're either one of those, you might find yourself. Impolite and insecure, and in spite of it all, he thinks you're perfect. You're fully focused, honey, on the prize. Hold his hands dear until he cries, Uncle, where does it hurt?
Everywhere.
Can you stand up?
I don't care.
Well, are you worried? Worried?
Yes.
There's no explaining her behavior. We know, we know, we know. She makes the world turn backwards. Like a liar, everything she does. Now clean yourself in two. All you got one is you. Is yet to come. The crowds are yelling, jump, jump, you fool. Hey, where does it hurt?
Everywhere.
Can you stand up? I don't care. Well, are you worried? Oh, worried?
Yes.
There's no explaining her behavior. We know, we know, we know. She makes the world. There's no explaining her behavior. There's no explaining her behavior. There's no explaining her behavior. We know, we know.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is a song I wrote way back in the Iraq, when the Iraq War was cooking pretty good. And it's called Don't Talk Crazy. In my blind romantic eye, I made a simple supposition to go away and come back one day. Pick it up right where we left off. But I was wrong, and you went along, smiling and waving as the bus pulled out of town. It was my mistake to make you wait, and now I know I'll be lucky if you even ever want me to come back. Don't talk crazy, I couldn't bear saying goodbye. All I did was wish that you wouldn't die. Just come back to me with that same look. Just come back to me, baby, with that same look in your eye. You make it seem like you always knew, had a premonition like I never do. I'm flat out in a hospital bed, staring at the ceiling fan spinning slowly over my head. I don't wanna hear you say I'm a hero, 'cause honest to God, I was just trying to get out of the way. And now they gave me a purple heart, honey, I don't want it. Maybe we'd both be better off if I just came home in a box. But don't talk crazy and please don't make me more afraid than I already am. Not for myself, it's you, I'm fine. I'm fine as long as I know I'll be seeing you soon. Yeah, well, maybe I feel the same way, but after all this time, and now I'm just a part of what I was. I wanted to carry my daughter upstairs to bed at night. They write that it's a sacrifice. It's all yours, not mine. Now you're there, and I'm still healed. You got everything, and baby, all I got to offer is me. Well, don't talk crazy about how it's gonna be. Baby, you are never far away from me. Maybe things are different, but nothing's changed. Just come home to me, baby. Please come home. Yeah, please come home. Thank you so much. I've been trying to get on this show for a long time. Partly because I love it. Partly because I've been here before in Charleston. I love this town. I've been here a few times. I got a couple friends. And so I ended up being here writing a song about it. And so I finally get a chance to do it. In any case, thank you so much for coming. Thanks for having me, Larry. And this song is called We're Not in Charleston Anymore.
doll. So I'm putting on blinders as I want to change my ways, to change my 2 days, oh, today. And I hope I don't find her into the hurricane. Cause we're not in Charleston anymore. No, 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 no. She is well protected, guarded by the Furies. She's got a strange child, a two-headed baby. One speaks French and one never eats and don't like me around the hurricane. Cause we're not in Charleston anymore, no, 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 no. And I have the torment of Tantalus. Cause we're not in Charleston anymore, no. Cause we're not in Charleston anymore, no.
Mulcahy right there, along with Ken Mori and Henning Olenbush and Bob Thompson on that last tune also. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Radio. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage on NPR.